Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever it is to you. I don't really care. Anyway, hope it's good.
Yay!
This is going to be a very short episode, if you couldn't tell by looking at it before you push play. What happened was Josh and I had planned out our topics that we were going to talk about, and we made some of the videos, and then life happened, and now he's dealing with some family issues, and I'm dealing with trying to get everything put together for a new job that I'm about to start. Kind of excited for that. Anyways, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I sure hope that you're not eating green bean casserole, but that you actually have something good with people that you don't hate. On that topic, Josh and I kind of got together on this when we started doing it together, because we had an agreement that it's frustrating seeing so much conflict amongst people, and something that we could do to kind of lighten somebody's load a little bit would be that if we could come up with random facts and records about random things that aren't related, and in an entertaining way, hopefully we're being at least a little bit entertaining, connect them together and make it interesting so that you walk away hopefully in a little bit better mood, knowing useless information that you didn't need to know, you really didn't want to know, but now you do, and you're stuck with it. And you know where to go to get more of it. We've got more useless information than you will ever need. And on that note, we're going to talk about useless things with turkeys. Useless information regarding turkeys. There's a lot you could go on talking about turkeys. We used to have some turkeys. I tried to get some up here in Nebraska. It's a little harder to find them than I expected. And back in Texas, they were everywhere. Here, they're more wild and less often kept. But turkeys can be really pretty. There's some really cool white ones that have black stripes that go down. I'm kind of like a zebra, but they're really neat. The male turkeys are the big, pretty, fluffy ones. They poof up their feathers and make themselves look a lot bigger. The males are the only ones that gobble. The females, they do make a noise, but I can't explain the noise. But turkeys have been around for approximately 10 million years. So they're pretty old, not quite as old as the chicken dinosaurs, but they are an old bird. The poops of the turkeys, yes, the things that come out of their butt besides the eggs. Only females lay eggs, just like all birds, but the poops of a male turkey are shaped differently than the poops of a female turkey. The female turkeys are more straight and spiral shaped, and the male poops, each dropping is more J-shaped. I don't know why, but it's a fact. And we'll just get to a couple more quick things before I give you the record and tell you how I like to do turkeys. Speaking of coffee, thank you for those of you that have gone to percheroncoffee.com and ordered yourself some wonderful fresh roasted fantastic coffee. You definitely won't be disappointed, and you can still use the promo code oddpod to save 15% off. So when we think of turkeys, you think of a big flightless bird, but they're actually in the wild. They're not flightless, and I've seen them fly quite a bit, but I didn't know that a typical wild turkey can fly over a mile. Significantly further than I thought, because I've seen them go across the road or, you know, partway across a field and thought that was about it. But no, those suckers can really get flying. And before they fly, they want to get a good run. So they build up some speed for those big fat wings of theirs. Their run is about 12 miles an hour. That's pretty quick, I think. 12 miles an hour, take a leap, stick out them wings, and just coast for a mile. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I think that'd be great. So let's go ahead and talk about this record that I found for turkeys. With Thanksgiving being tomorrow, lots of people are going to be carving a fresh cooked turkey. Hopefully it's fresh. Anyways, the world record for the fastest turkey carving. This doesn't go into a whole lot of detail about how much of it was carved. Was it all the way to the bones? Was it just slice the breast and take the legs and wings off? I'm not really sure. But on June 3rd, 2009, the UK's Paul Kelly set the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to carve a turkey. He was able to successfully carve the bird in just 3 minutes and 19.47 seconds. So that's quite a quick time to take a bird from sitting complete to, you know, ready to eat. But now that you know some useless information about turkeys, what I like to do, my wife and I have tried this, our preferred method of cooking a turkey is to take a bunch of butter, mix up some finely minced garlic. You can use the stuff that's in the jars, that's all right. That works fine. It's not as powerful of a flavor, but it still works. And then you add a little bit of basil, a little bit of thyme, and a little bit of rosemary into that butter, so you get yourself a real nice garlic and herb butter. Mix that butter up real good. Use one of those things that they got the two whatchacallits that spin in a circle, and they usually spin opposite circles. And then you mix it up, a hand blender, a hand mixer, that's what it's called. And then grab that butter and rub it all underneath the skin. Get your hand up in there between the meat and the skin and just rub it. Rub it everywhere. That's going to keep some moisture on there. And then I have a Pit Boss smoker and I absolutely love the thing. I debated if I wanted to get it for over, I think, more than 2 years before I actually finally bought one. And I could not be more happy with it. The only thing is when it's really cold, it doesn't work. But that being said, we'll take that turkey with that garlic butter on there after it's gotten pretty close to room temperature, and then I'll put it on the smoker at 120 to 120 or 125 for about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And that's going to let some of the smoke flavor. I like to use cherry and mesquite mixed together, a nice blend of cherry and mesquite, about 50-50. Let it sit there for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours if you want. And then the fun part, you stick it in the fryer. Of course, don't use a fryer in your bedroom or your living room. There's a strong potential for fires if you use a fryer in your house. So you heard it here. Don't do that. I'm not encouraging stupidity. But at the same time, if you do that, you probably deserve what's coming. It is what it is. And you stick it in the fryer till it's done. And then pull it out and eat it. Give it a try sometime. And to all 8 or 10 of you that are going to listen to this, we appreciate it. Go ahead and head on over to our our Facebook page, The Odd Pod Show. We've got a group and a page. And let us know you're listening. Let us know something that you think would be fun for us to spew random facts about and link to something else. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye. Also, I kind of forgot. This may or may not be the last episode we do until after the new year. I'm not sure. I know both Josh and I are... things are hectic for us right now. So we may be taking a holiday break and we'll start the new year more prepared with a more solid plan in mind. Thanks for listening, everybody. How do you know my